So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Hey, on Daf 190, regarding the halachas, what could an animal go with on Shabbos into the street? Disregarding the malacha of Haitza. Sivches, mutalit mardas al chamor. You're allowed to put a saddle cloth on the donkey. Neatzin because it's cold. Bavach leik shechenabai, as long as you don't tie it on it. Because when you tie it, you have to get very close to the animal. When comes out, you're utilizing a living creature, like you're all over it, and that's just like lean on a living animal. But on the horse, given since there's no pain of being cold, you're not put on the saddle cloth at all. Remove the saddle cloth on Shabbos. Whether from a donkey, whether from a horse, also it's forbidden. Keeping the lesser tzar, it's not in pain if you don't remove it. Ukov and the saddle also is forbidden. Being lethal, whether to take, being lanich, whether to place, being chamar, whether for a donkey, being lesus, whether for a horse. Says Mishabur Sivka and Chavtes. Mutlit mardas, you lot to put a mardas. Haina, that is shalei lotzis loshos harabim, not to go out to the street. Kiim shiye b'chotzer, rather that's how it should be in the courtyard. Sivka and Lamed. Why? Because it's called haina. That is the mishum zol lechashin l'tichad Shabbos. Meaning for that reason, we're not concerned that you're doing an effort. Exertion on Shabbos. As long as you don't tie it, that is a little bit kesha. Even if you're not doing a knot, obviously, which would be a malacha. Even so, since sivkat lamed beis, you wouldn't be able to do it, like I said, because you're leaning on the animal if you're doing that. But he said, for a horse, when there's no pain, asalit no love, then you're not allowed to put on the saddle cloth at all. Why? It's an unnecessary exertion, and on Shabbos we don't do tircha. We want to be in the state of menucha. Look at the commentary that he writes. Laldas Rashi, according to Rashi, gemal sus also on the horse. Chin l'chol behemis also for all animals. Mutlin mardas b'chatzah in the courtyard. You light up at a saddle cloth. The gemal him yesh tzartin amay lechim. They also have a pain of being cold, and warming them up is helpful. Chol b'stam. Now this is all just default. But when it's very cold, obviously we see that this is harming the horse. So too in the summer, there's many flies and they're bothering the horse. According to everyone, they're permitted to put it on them in the courtyard, hamardas, the saddle cloth, or shar beged love, or any other garment on him. The legar mechamar, because in that situation, the horse is not any less than the donkey. Obviously, he has to be careful not to lean on himself on the animal when he's covering it, because that would be considered mishtamish bevalachaim, which is rabbinically forbidden. Sivkat lamed gimel. So we said that lahasamar das b'chulu. Now to remove this edikul on Shabbos, that we said in all situations that's forbidden, because that tircha shalal tzarich. That's unnecessary tircha, because like we said, that it's not paining the animal if you don't remove it. Even though it warmed up, through a load that it carried from before Shabbos, even so, it's not going to pain it if you don't remove it. Now, regarding, and we said that this Sivkat Lama Dalad, we said this is whether from a donkey or a beam, that's just whether from a horse. So he says, where he discusses, he says that Mechaber says him in this, like the pain of the smog, he says, look, that he writes that according to Rashi, from a horse, and so to all other animals, you actually are allowed to remove the saddle cloth, and so to the saddle, because only from a donkey, it's always very cold, and it's going to get cooled off right away, even if you don't remove it, which is not the case for other animals. He says this all depends on how you explain the sugya, but then the Vilna Gaon writes that the pashtus of the sugya sounds like the words of Rashi, which actually is not like this, that actually from a horse, you actually are allowed to remove the saddle cloth on Shabbos. Sivkat lamed hei. So regarding the saddle, that's forbidden, bein lethal, whether to take it off, whether to put it on, whether from a donkey, whether from a horse. Hatam, the reason is, kanal in mardas, like we said before, regarding a saddle cloth, that it's not really doing anything. Mashakasa bein laniach, and we said, this idea, we said, whether to place it on. Hatam, the reason why it's forbidden even on a donkey, the kimadein mecham and rakma'at, since it's only going to warm up just that little area where the saddle is, have a tircha shalot tzarech, that's considered unnecessary tircha, even for a donkey, even to put it on. But that's why that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos. So this is related, and not so much for the malachas of Beitzah, but regarding tircha, but regarding the items that the animal is going out with. And this is even in for the halacha of a chatzar. Sif test. Ukov sha'al gabe chamor. the saddle that's on the donkey, Shaboman Adarach and the Siagad, that came back from a journey and it's worn out, and you have to remove it so it could cool down. Don't take it by hand. Rather, what you do is you untie the rope from beneath it. You have to walk back and forth in the court. And then the saddle falls off on its own. Don't take it by hand. Because after even though the donkey has pleasure by removing it, still keeping the since it's not going to be in pain if you don't remove it. Also, therefore, that's forbidden. Like we said, it's an unnecessary tircha. He really wrote this in the previous paragraph. He repeated only because the end of the teaching, which was that, we said don't take it off by hand, but we said rather have it, what he's teaching over here is to have it walk back and forth, have it fall by itself. Sif Yud, in Toin Lechamar Tarasko, you don't hang for a donkey a Tarasko, Pirish, what is that? That's Klisha Ladoba Klufa. It's a wicker basket from peeled willows, and then it's covered with leather. So you can't hang this basket, this feeding basket, b'tzavara, in the neck of the donkey. So you put the food inside of it that it should eat from there. But the young calves and young foals, which are young donkeys, they have very short necks. It's painful for them to try to bend down and eat from the ground. Then it's permitted to do this in the courtyard of Alein Yitzim, but they cannot go out to the street with this. You cannot hang for a donkey a traskel bitzavari on its neck. Because anything is just for the pleasure of the animal, not what's like for the pain. I know your animal is very dear to you, but he's not a part of the family, and you can't just do something unnecessary, and therefore us it's going to be forbidden. But for the young ones, you could do it, but in Yitzim, but they cannot go out the street with it. Even was hanging on them from before Shabbos. But Masa, it's considered as a load, it's not a garment, and therefore that would be forbidden to carry into the street. Sif Yud Aleph. A horse cannot go out biznav shul with the tail of a fox, shetun ben enov, that they hang between the eyes, shleitishla by ayin hara, that the evil eye should not have any control over them. Not with this golden string that they make for the beauty of the horse. Neither could goats go out bekisha medadehem, with a pouch on their breasts. That they tie them, that the breast should not get scratched from the thorns. Neither could a cow go out with the muzzle in its mouth, that they muzzle its mouth, that it should not graze in other fields. Neither all other animals, shoes that they put on its feet, that it shouldn't get hurt. But it could go out with some type of a bandage that's on the wound, ubekashkashim shalgabei shever, and on these straw that's on the break or these boards, beimluches, these boards shakoshlam sviva etzim hanishba behen, that they tie around the broken bone, uveshilya, or with the amniotic sac shayotzim miktsasa utluyba, that came out partially from the animal and it's hanging from the animal, upoikik zuk shabitzavar, you could also clog up the bell, the clapper the bell that's on its neck. But bechatzik can walk around with that in the courtyard. Avaloi, as you can see in Dav Tzadik Vav, but it cannot go out like this to the street. Even if the bell is clogged up, that it doesn't ring. Whether it's on its neck, whether it's on the garment of the animal. So he said that a horse cannot go out biznav shul with the tail of a fox that they hang between its eyes. By all these things, the reason why it's forbidden, because it's not necessary for the protecting of the body, and it's considered as a load. Except for the shoes that they put onto the feet of the animal. That time, the reason is, that's because it might fall, let's say these horseshoes, and they're going to come to carry it. Because they're precious, so do the pouch that's on the udders of the goat. Mashmagra sounds like from the Vilna Gaon, the Hatam Gamkin. The reason also is because it's not really done so tight. We're concerned the pouch is going to fall, and no one's going to come to carry it. Siv Cotton Mem, We also said, also goats cannot go out with this pouch on their dadim that they tie that they shouldn't get scratched, which that we compared and contrasted with another similar sounding halacha. And so too, no animal could go out besandal b'chulu with the shoes that they put onto their feet that they shouldn't get hurt. And there it seems, what's not included in this is what we call horseshoes, the iron that they put into the feet of the horse on the bottom, because those are attached with nails, that we're not concerned that's going to fall. It's only like these other type of shoes that they put on, and you could clog up the bell that's on its neck, and they could walk around like that in the chat. You clog up the clapper that's inside by putting a wool or some type of a stuffing that it doesn't ring. Because if not, then there's actually forbidden because it's making noise, which you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, Sivkat, Mem Gimel. We said, but it cannot go out like this with these things to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the bell, even though it's clogged up. So the reason is, even though it's not making noise, the bell, but it looks like as if you're taking it out to the marketplace to sell it, says the Gemara, because like that's how they would dress it up with the bell when we go to sell it. That by those that this does not apply, let's say a cat or birds, that you don't usually take it to the like this to sell. Then it would sound like that the cat, let's say, would be permitted to have the bell when it's stuffed up. But when the smag sounds like that, it's forbidden. Even by these things to go out like this, because it's a load. That all these that we say that we're running an animal, it's forbidden to go out to the street because of a load. In the courtyard permitted. Even if there is no Eriv, as the Shart Tzin Lamed Vav says, that's as obvious in the Raya that the Magen Ram brings to this halacha, the place is that according to them, by a woman, it's forbidden in the chatza only when there's no Eriv, like it says in Dav Samach Dalam Beis, and even so they write the Behemah, it's permitted. You should know that this is what I've recorded inside from Magen Abraham and other Achayim, even though the Azur writes explicitly that it seems to him that whatever's forbidden from Masa, even the chatza is Asr. So it was not saying something like this because you have to say, but Truman, this market, the Kudusha around, it's printed just recently. It's obvious that they hold that the chatza is permitted, like the opinion of the Taisis. Regarding Carmelis, that is opinions, in the Carmelis, yes, Deyos, Bein, as Gitin, Dev, Tadivav, Ha'achrayim, that is different opinions, says the Mishbura, Dun Achrayim. Yes, Matim, Yesh, Yesh, some say permitted, some say forbidden, Lin, Rishus, Haram, Shalom, regarding our Shalom, Rishus, Rabam, Bavan, the Yesh, Lizar, definitely one should be careful, Yesh, Mizah, Sveik, Isatera, because that would be, is a topic, is there, Isa, Meshrad, Be'a, Loch, and the Be'maskal, Upaikik, even though our Rishus, Ram, like, maybe it's not Rishus, Ram, but still, it's a topic, there, Isa here. And something regarding that the concern is that maybe it's going to fall. And the owner is going to come to carry it. Even though they agree to us, it's forbidden by Kamalas. Because it appears like you're going to sell. Then even by a mobile that has the air, it's forbidden, given the Shkrikh Shamunam, because that's where people are. King Kaz Magad Ram, that's what Magad Ram writes. When people go to Machin Bez Meir, Mefakim, they're not so clear about this halacha, so I've got Nemdal. We said it cannot go out with the bell, whether it's on the neck or Bechsusa. Eisel Asusim Elim, could they make for the horses these types of cloaks? Shalit Tamad, they shouldn't get dirty, so no matter where the bell is, that would be a problem because of Mechsi, because it looks like you're going to sell it.
Mir Alocha, Debe Maskel, Vuk of Asr, so he said that a saddle is forbidden, whether to put on, to take off, a donkey, Ben Lassus, whether a donkey or horse. Now, the opinion of Eli Rabba is actually to rule like the Torah, that putting a saddle on a donkey is actually permitted like a saddlecloth, but from the Ben Lagoin, it sounds like that he agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Maskel Peikik Zug, that you could close up the bell that's on the neck, and it could go around with that in the courtyard, but Abaloi Teitziba, but it should not go out with it to the Shulchan Aruch, even when it's closed up. So he says, look at Magen Avraham, that he brings a proof that this that they said is forbidden for an animal to go out because of a load, by a camel this is permitted. In fact, the Gemara says that whatever with his friend is forbidden, by behema is mutlak et chila. And look at Tosha that he asked him this, and he says, oh, that's because of the loss of a person's purse that they permitted. Because they said that if there's a non-Jew, you should give it to him specifically, not on the animal. And that's how he asked Osan Sebenar Shalom. Look back to the shekel that he resolves pushing it And also, anyway, this proof is very weak. And the truth is, in any Daraisa topic, we find that they made a Gezer Bekarmelis because it gets mixed up with a regular Rosh Hasharab. And also, Shvisa Behemta is Daraisa, which is not the case by something that's not considered Malacha. The Malacha is not considered Malacha at all. For example, let's say without a Kiran Anocha. And just Chazal said it's forbidden regarding people, but by animals. They're that didn't make the Gezer. According to the Mordechai, same thing would be regarding a living creature that carries itself, that you're not considered carrying it because it's not considered a masay at all, so they weren't guys of a behema. And even if you can say that for the Mordechai, the same thing regarding Karmelis, also then you have to look into this, because in the Smag it's obvious explicitly that this study writes regarding a bell, that this is forbidden for an animal because of a masay, it applies even by a Karmelis. He says afterwards, I found into the Shabbos brings this. He says afterwards, I found in the Sefer Shulchan and Tzeshitin that he paskins explicitly that it's forbidden the Karmelis, the way he's inclined the Sefer to the Shabbos, and that's also pinned the Shulchan Acharav to say it's forbidden the Karmelis. What comes out from our words is that even by Karmelis, full-fledged caramelists, there are many achrim that are stringent, and for sure in Rosh Hashanah one has to be careful of this very much. Even in our Rosh Hashanah, where yes, that you don't have 600,000 people there, one should not believe even in the pressing situation, because according to many great Rishonim, they hold that even when there's no 600,000, it applies to halacha b'shusaram, that you don't, doesn't have to be similar to the camps in the Midbar, as brought later on Simchat Shem and Pei. If that's the case, according to them, this is the rest of Shiz Behemti, even in our type of Rosh Hashanah. Some of the dirshus in dirshu number 10, from this it's permitted to put a saddlecloth on a donkey, even though the saddlecloth is a klish vachtel iser, because you're not allowed to ride on the donkey in Shabbos, and also the donkey is not something that's moved on Shabbos. So Rosh Hashanah approves it's permitted to move a kli shemalachta l'iser, the tzur gufo of a different kli shemalachta l'iser. Like in this case, he's moving the saddlecloth for the donkey, and both of them are kli shemalachta l'isers. Dirshu number 11. If someone does not move the animal, if someone's on the holds, it's permitted to take the load off of the animal. It's not similar to what Rav Moshe says, that it's forbidden later on the submission of the Shimon Bob to place an object, to take an object that was placed on a tree, because they would consider that you might come to detach something from the tree. Dish number 13, regarding an animal going out with a kameya, the Rav Moshe writes later on Sibyat Zayin, that if the kameya is a mumcha only for behema, it's permitted for the owner to leave it on it so that it should go out with it. So what's the difference regarding the tail of the fox that we say here is forbidden? So the difference between the tail of a fox and the kameya, the Chazid David writes on the Tesefta that the tail of a fox is not really clear that it's going to help, because it only something helps, and therefore it has a halacha like a kameya that's not a mumcha, which you cannot go out with. The issue number 15, from this that they were concerned that maybe we said that you can't go out with the bell because it looks like you're going to sell the animal. From this, we're concerned that maybe people can say he's taking to sell it, even though the Isma Mechir itself is Alamid Rabbanon. The Shachan Yerodeis and Pezayin says, you see that obviously, Ima Yisid Rabbanon, they were goyzim because of Marasai. Shachan writes, it's not a Raya, because since Ramban writes that we're going to Halachas of Shabbos, every Yisid Rabbanon is forbidden like the Raisa, therefore that's why we're more stringent over here. Dish number 16, in the words of Be'alacha that it says in the Gemara, whatever we say regarding your friend is forbidden, but behemoth it's mutla gethila. So for this reason, that the Makar Chaim discussed it to permit someone that it became Shabbos when he was on the road, and his wagon was tied to two animals. Each one of them itself could pull the wagon, where you would have the Ptur of Shnaim Sha'asa, two doing it together. And since by a person it would be Patabal Asa, so Behemoth would be Mutla Gedchila. That's these words of the Be'alacha that we're quoting, that whatever you're doing with your friend is Asr, an animal to do it would be Mutla Gedchila. But in Maskana of his words, he writes, the Shnaim Sha'asa is a Ptur from carbon, but there's still Isid Eraisa. Therefore, you cannot permit doing it through two animals. Shlom Zaman writes that Tyson Shabbos, Abnon Gimel, Mabez, you see, the Malacha Shein Tzichla Gufa would be Mutla Gedchila by an animal, and one would not make it forbidden because of Shvisa's Behemter. Dirshu